So are you out there? Over to you, Chris. Well, let's try Chris. Let's try him a little later. Let's keep going here. All right. So where are we at here? Now, okay. We talked a little bit about APRS Fi, so let's go a little bit more on to it. The best way to see the APRS-IS is to actually go to APRS Fi, and hopefully you had a chance to do that and track Michael up there. It's a real-time map of every APRS station that has been heard in the last few hours. So if you have APRS, if you have APRS and use it, go ahead and search your call sign and see what comes up. And if you haven't already, I'm sure if you have APRS, you've already played with that. All right, so let's see. You can click on any of those stations, like I did with Michael there, and you can see the vehicle's track. You can see its altitude, the speed, and status. Now, weather stations will show you the current conditions, and balloons can show you flight paths. Search and rescue trackers can be monitored from any web browser in the world. APRS Fi also lets you view the raw packets. And now that's the actual AX.25 data string for any station. If you're troubleshooting your setup, it's an invaluable tool to see exactly what your iGate is hearing and forwarding. All right, looks like Chris is back, VE3RWJ. Chris, I'm going to send it on over to you. Are you ready? Over to you.
This is VE3RWJ reminding you to visit us on the web at absolutetech.org. Some of the things you'll find there include links of interest, ways to listen to the net, a newsletter you can sign up for that tells you who is coming up on the next Absolute TechNet, a contact form if you have any feedback for us, an upcoming page where you can find out who's coming up on the next month of Absolute TechNets, a podcast feed where you can listen to previous nets, a link to our Facebook group where you can take the conversation further, and even a donate button if you'd like to help us with our costs. Again, visit us on the web at absolutetech.org. Back to net control.
All right, Chris, thank you for being out there tonight and logging for us. And speaking of logging, let's go ahead and take some check-ins. If you would like to check into tonight's Absolute TechNet, just need your call sign twice and slowly. If you have a question, please let us know and we'll get back to you. The question can be about any tech-related item. It doesn't have to be about APRS. So if you would like to check in, call sign twice and slowly, call now.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot. And you have comment, C7WF Portable.
All the way from the land down under, it's VK1JT, Victor Kilowatt 1, Juicy Tomato, not so much with a question, but a possible solution.
Unicorn 2, Mike Delta Alpha, Victor Unicorn 2, Mike Delta Alpha, Sounder from India, for checking.
All right, well, let's go ahead and hold it up there. We have VU2MDA Soundar. Thank you for checking in today. I have John, who has a comment, VK1JT. And we have Rick, VE7WF. Rick also has the comment. So let's go to Rick, VE7WF. Good evening, Rick. How are you tonight, and what's your comment for the net?
Yeah, good afternoon, or almost evening here on the West Coast, V7WF Portable. I'm literally out walking the dog, and I just turned the radio on, and I heard you talking about wanting to put up a digipeater and APRS and whatnot. And I just thought I'd throw in a couple of things into your conversation, if you're interested. There's some new packet radio technology coming down the pipe, something called IP400. And if you Google IP400 project, you can read all about it. It's really new. And, in fact, it's not even available yet. And the other thing that might be of interest for people into packet communications is a satellite that's going to be launched, a Canadian satellite, built by the University of Victoria out here in BC, called Marmotsat. And it's going to go up in July 8th, I believe it is, on a SpaceX rocket, and it's going to have a digipeater on it. So that might be of interest. Back to you, V7WF, Portable.
VE7WF and 7FGP. Yeah, Rick, that's interesting stuff there. I just pulled up the IP400 project. I'm definitely going to look into that. It looks like it's a 400 megahertz mesh network system. APRS, I think, you know, and mesh core have a lot in common. Mesh core, mesh-tastic, kind of, they're very similar, I think, in the way that they work. As far as getting information back and forth. But I'm not sure. I'm going to have to research this IP400 project. That looks pretty interesting there. And it looks like it uses the same protocols. I'll look into that. All right. Well, thank you for that comment. And let's move on to John in Down Under, VK1JT. Good. Let's see. What is it? It's either really late or really early. I'm not sure. Probably, yeah, I don't know. John, over to you, VK1JT. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Net Control. Victor Kilowatt 1, Juicy Tomato. It's, 29th of April, and it's 10:07 in the morning. I think it's Wednesday. And the sun's beautiful. It's a beautiful time to be in Canberra. The weather's beautiful. Just the two things quickly I want to touch on. Firstly, the Portapak Mayhem H4M or the H2 is a hack RF-based SDR transceiver, and it's also a cybersecurity penetration testing device. It's got all sorts of apps on it to do all sorts of things, ADS-B, receive, tire pressure sensors, weather stations, all sorts of stuff. NOAA satellite, weather patch, Morse, you name it. It's on there. Check it out on the GitHub site. Portapak, P-O-R-T-A-P-A-C-K, Mayhem, M-A-Y-H-E-M, and the GitHub, G-I-T-H-U-B. Have a look at those. You can also find, you can have a look for it on my, there's a link on my QRZ.com page as well. Have a look at that. There's some cool stuff there too. But what I wanted to bring up about it is that recent addition to the apps on it was a TNC. Stand by. So it has a full KISS-blown TNC in it, and you activate that and you plug that into the computer. And I use a thing called, AX25 POP-T on Linux. I just downloaded the code. It's written in Java and Python, and it runs up. And it works beautifully as an interface to the modem. And you can connect to stations, you can monitor and all sorts of stuff like that. I'll put up screenshots and bits and pieces on my Dr. SDR Facebook group. That's Delta Romeo, space Sugar Delta Romeo. And for those who don't have access to that, I'll be putting up some info on my QRZ.com page later on today. That's on that one, sorry. And step one. Sorry for being a little bit long-winded. Fishing pole antenna. A lot of people live in apartments where they cannot put up HF antennas. And if you live on the second floor or higher, I was looking in my bedroom the other day and I saw my trout rod there, and it's about 1.5 meters long. So instead of fishing line, I threaded a wire out there and put a little weight on there and just dangled it out the window and connected up to my little QRP SDR rig. And mate, I had 80, 40, 20 coming in yesterday, nice, loud and strong signals compared to the previous day. So I'm going to look at modifying it by adding a loading coil to the end of it and stick it on a manual antenna tuner and see if I can load it up and do a bit of QRP work. It's like a top-loaded vertical, or top-fed vertical with the loading coil at the bottom. That's the best place to put it rather than at the feed point because of the issues. So give that a crack. But yeah, for those living in apartments, try that. The old thing about the bread springs, yeah, you pull them out and you just simply link them together into a chain, dangle that out the window. That's the truth behind that myth. All right, back to net control from Victor Kilowatt 1, Juicy Tomato in Canberra. Victor.
All right, John. Well, thank you for that that information there. I'm definitely going to check that out. That Portapak Mayhem, that sounds pretty interesting. Thank you for mentioning that. All right, let's see. Let's keep going here. So, you know, one of the things that when you think of APRS, you mostly think of vehicle tracking or asset tracking, something like that. But, you know, there's other things that you can do with it. And one of the most underappreciated features of APRS is the ability to text message people. So you can do that from any APRS-capable radio or device. You can send a direct message to another APRS station by call sign. And if that station's call sign appears on the APRS-IS, the message will then be delivered even if they're thousands of miles away. It's going to be routed through the iGate to the APRS-IS network. You can also send messages to special gateways, a special gateway called email, and that will send an internet email from your radio. The message is formatted as the recipient's address followed by the message text. And the APRS email gateway then handles the delivery. You get an email, they get an email from your mobile radio. That's pretty cool. There's also, I'm not sure if SMS gate is SMS GTE or SMS gateway is still operating right now, but it was a way, and I haven't looked into this recently, but you could send text messages from the APRS cell phone. Anyhow, let's continue on. So there's also, let me see, let me break for a second. All right. So if you are using WinLink out there, that's the amateur radio email system, there's APRS Link, and that's a APRS to WinLink gateway. So mobile stations can send and receive WinLink emails via their APRS radio. And there's no modem needed as long as they're within range of an APRS digipeater. The packet takes care of all the rest. And let's see, let's move on. So APRS was, you know, it was purpose-built for emergency communications. When voice nets are saturated, when you coordinate dozens of field units across a wide area, APRS provides a shared operational picture that everybody can see simultaneously without tying up a voice frequency. So imagine an incident commander watching APRS.fi on a tablet and watching every field team's position update in real time. No radio traffic needed for position reporting. Voice stays clear for actual coordination, and that's APRS in MCOM. The New Jersey Office of Emergency Management, The New Jersey Office of Emergency Management uses an extensive network of APRS stations for exactly this, text messaging between agencies without cellular dependency. If the cell network goes down in a disaster, APRS keeps running as long as somebody has a radio and a battery. Well, let's talk a little bit about weather reporting. So thousands of personal weather stations are out there around the world, and they feed their data directly into APRS. So temperature, humidity, barometric pressure, wind speed, wind direction, rainfall amounts, those could all be transmitted as APRS packets and ingested by iGates and available on APRS